The history of race relations is an issue that often involves difficult questions. Virginia may be more aware of that than any other state. Recently, in the town of Cape Charles, a discussion of race has become part of a remembrance of World War I, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story is by Stephanie Jackson, a reporter with the Eastern Shore Post. The library there in this little town opened in 1919, 1 year after World War I ended, and it memorializes the 20 men from the town who died in the conflict. The plaque lists 7 names, and then there's a header that says colored, and then there's 13 names beneath that. So there's some question now of kind of what to do with this plaque, and could the library board even do anything with it if they wanted to? Is this plaque considered a, quote, war memorial, end quote? This is the similar thing that's faced communities that want to take down Civil War monuments. Does this plaque qualify as a war memorial?
David, if it does qualify as a war memorial, it of course cannot be moved or altered without permission from the General Assembly. That's one question, and one that will have a clear answer at some point. The other question, though, may be a bit more controversial.
Right. The question is, what does this mean? How do people 100 years later interpret this? Should we be horrified that the names are segregated by race in the same way at the time the soldiers were segregated by race? Or should we celebrate the fact that town leaders, who were all white at the time, took it upon themselves to remember those 13 African Americans who died? What's the proper interpretation of this today in a modern world?
Members of the library board are divided over whether the plaque should be moved. They'll have to wait for word from Richmond before they know whether it can be moved. Virginia's native tribes have worked hard to make certain their cultures and contributions won't be overlooked and forgotten. And David, that brings us to our next story.
Yeah, this story is by Susie Webb, a reporter with the Potomac Local. The Potomac tribe, Indian tribe, is one of the 11 tribes recognized by the state of Virginia. These are Native Americans who were in Stafford County along the river there at the time when Europeans arrived.
War drove the tribe from its traditional homeland, and over the centuries, the Potomac all but disappeared from the cultural record in Virginia. But now they'll have a chance to reestablish their identity in the public mind. David, how do they expect to do that?
Now they're going to lease some land in a Stafford County park. They're going to set up an educational museum and cultural village. This will be a place where they can gather up a number of archaeological artifacts that have been collected in the last few decades, led by researchers at the University of Mary Washington, to establish what life was like in this tribe before the introduction of Europeans in the area.
The Stafford Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the 10-year lease, which can be renewed up to 4 times. The tribe will spend more than $500,000 creating the village. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.